This is Anderson Pence Podcast, episode 257 for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. What a way to start 2018.
I didn't get that wrong.
No, that's impressive. How many times do you think you're going to write it incorrectly?
Well, I don't write checks anymore, so except for once a year. So.
Oh.
Maybe two, twice.
All right.
I'm not going to write it incorrectly this year.
That's your...
That's my goal.
Okay.
Aim high.
You've decided.
Okay.
2018, oh my God.
Hey, Lisa.
We're here. Oh, God. What?
What? You're going to like this.
You say that every week and every week.
You're going to love this one. I'm telling you.
What did this... get lamer and lamer and...
Oh, ouch.
All right, so go ahead. Impress me.
What did the sushi say to the bee?
You don't like sushi. What did the sushi say to the bee?
Wasabi.
Can I offer you some advice? Don't try to be cool. It's not going to happen.
That's good stuff right there. Anyway.
See, now I'm craving sushi and it's not on our diet. That's it.
It is. You just take all the rice off.
And what's the point?
Well, I don't know.
I miss the rice. All right. So.
Anyway.
Thanks for joining us. Welcome to 2018. Woo!
We got some great stuff. This week is Sailor Week, as it should be.
Yes. I'm just counting what's in the tray to make sure that none of it has ended up in the wrong place.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay. So what do we have?
We have inks.
Ooh.
You want to talk about ink?
I do. Four new Sailor inks. Super excited. What
look
are you
at
doing?
This. Look at this bottle.
I know. These
this
are
bottle
adorable.
Is great. New bottle.
Now, not all of the inks will be coming in this bottle, so don't panic. These are new little 20 mil. They are adorable.
Nice cap.
Yep.
It's faceted, so you can grip it easily.
Yep. Yeah, it's a nice bottle.
Don't open it.
I'm not. At least it one.
It would
matches
match your,
my dress.
Match your dress. Yeah.
So four new colors. Get all my swabs together here. So you've got a really pretty purple. It's a little. Ooh, maybe I should put that in one of my pens. It kind of matches my.
Yozakura?
Kind of a brick red.
I like this one.
Yes.
This one's nice. Yep.
This is pretty. And then.
Which one is it? That's Yodakai?
I'm not going to try and pronounce it. Now, the next two are both blue. One is a little bit bluer. One is a little more blue-black.
Mm-hmm. So you got Yonaga. And the more blue-black is Shimoyo.
There you go. I'm excited.
They're nice.
Sailor
they're nice colors.
Great inks.
Yep.
My problem is they make too many great inks, and I'm having a hard time choosing what to put in each pen. I was going to try and do some New Year's ritual of cleaning my pens yesterday, but...
You didn't hand me any.
That didn't... You know, I can clean my own pens.
I know, but you usually give them to me.
Just why should I bother when I can just hand them to you? Maybe I'll do that tonight.
Okay.
Hand them to you.
Well, we now have the repair shop is back in the house, so
yes.
We have an ultrasonic again, which is nice.
Which is super nice.
I totally
you can do
missed
my jewelry
that. Yeah,
too.
I totally missed having the ultrasonic at the house.
Yes, but, yes. But yeah, so four new Sailor inks, great colors, adorable bottle. This is a perfect size to have like at work.
It's adorable. Yeah, it's very classy. It's
very understated.
Yep,
typical
like
Japanese
it.
Design.
Gold cap.
Super excited.
Yep.
I'm just trying to decide what color.
So that's the Shikiori collection.
Yes.
Four new inks. And this right here.
Oh my God.
That Yodaki would go very well. Look at this.
It would.
It would be. That'd be
okay.
Perfect. Would be a perfect.
So
new
whoever
year's
buys
present.
It can put that in there. It's not going to be you.
This was somewhat of a surprise, as is most of.
Sorprende.
Most of the packages we get from Japan from Bespoke, you order them and then you wait a long time.
And then you forget that you
and then you forget
them.
You've ordered them and then come but, to the door.
Oh my God!
King of Pen, Arushi.
Yes.
Crimson red.
Even I think this is gorgeous.
With rhodium trim.
Yes, absolutely beautiful.
A little bit different. Not too many people make a red this color.
No, it's the crimson. It's not vermilion.
It's not vermilion, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not orange, it's red.
Way too big for me.
But rhodium trim, rhodium 21 karat, Naginata Togi broad nib. Quite possibly near the perfect pen for me, but it has that lovely feeling of urushi. It's just, you know, that's look number one.
Let's see, I'm giving you the opportunity to change what you just said.
So what's great about this pen is not only is it based off the Ebonite King of Pen, Ebonite barrel and cap. It does have a resin section, which is a little more durable than the Ebonite sections. But then it's all urushi coated in crimson red, including the threads.
It's gorgeous.
And then I
will give you that.
Yes, you're going to give it to me? Great.
No.
What's nice?
I will go along with that it's gorgeous.
That it's gorgeous.
Yes. You cannot have it.
What's nice is that on the King of Pens and the Urushis in particular, while it's not always recommended that you post them, what Sailor does is they put a silicone ring inside the cap so it protects the Urushi and holds it on there.
That's smart.
When posted. So you can post this pen if you should choose. As you can imagine, Naginata Togi and Urushi on a Bespoke King of Pen is ridiculously hard to get.
Yes.
There is exactly one. There is exactly one nib. And that's it. So
it's very pretty.
You know, it's at least 12 to 18 months to get one of these.
Somebody please buy it because somebody's been drooling on it.
So that came in this week. And then the same day,
What else did we get? God, I love
these. These Sailor 1911, these are Bespoke. Standard.
Perfect size for me.
With Naginata Togi. I'll tell you what, you take one of those, I'll take this one here.
No.
You can take two. You take one of each, you'd have a set. You take one of each nib. Naginata Togi nibs, and I'm trying. Work with me here.
I work with you every day.
These are standard, which Sailor has recently discontinued. It's quite simply, it's too difficult to maintain three different sizes of nibs. You've got the King of Pen Naginata Togis and King of Pen sized Nagahara nibs. You have the large size Naginata Togis and Nagaharas. And then you have the standard size, which are 21 carat, only available in Naginata Togi, medium fine, medium, and broad, but is a smaller size. So they're not 14 carat like the standards.
I love the burgundy.
Burgundy's nice, yeah. But these showed up. This may be our last order. I think we have one more that may come in at some point, but
We're not sure.
We won't know for about another week, but it's probably going to be, it could That's be another it. 12 months. But black and gold, burgundy and gold, Naginata Togi, medium fine, medium and broad in both colors.
That's a great size.
It's a good size.
I like it.
And the price point is
fantastic.
It's really good. It's not what you'd expect on basically a handmade nib. It's less than a full size 1911 large.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really a no brainer. But remember, on these Naginata Togi nibs, they have a tendency to run broad. So a medium fine runs more like
closer to a
medium. They run broad. The Naginata Togis run broad.
Sorry.
So it runs the other way. So it doesn't run like a standard medium fine. Same with medium and broad. They put down more ink.
I had to choose the one nib that confuses me. That's okay. Thank you.
Well, most people think because it's Japanese, they run fine, and these don't.
These don't, correct.
These really don't.
I really do like the medium fine nib.
That's as fine as they get. They don't get finer than medium fine. There is no Naginata Togi fine or no Naginata Togi extra fine. So it's medium fine, medium broad only. That's all they make them in. So those came in. Very excited to see those.
Yes.
And of course, the crimson red is just, it's really an outstanding. That's a, if you've never held a Urushi in your hand, this thing is,
oh man, don't do it. It's gonna torture. All right. Anyway,
You're right. I don't need to have this one. They actually make a lovely blue.
Oh, they do. That's gorgeous.
Blue with rhodium and blue and with green. Gold and green. I'm not sure which one.
We have the blue on order.
We do have the blue with rhodium on order, and when that comes in, I'll make my decision. That should be fairly soon, the next quarter or so.
Your decision.
Well, you know, I place an order and then I start saving up for the next 12 months.
It's going to cost you one way or another.
It will. Anyway, that's the new stuff came in this week. It was all Sailor, and that's all good as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So, you want to get back to basics?
We do. We
go
do.
On the other side of the spectrum?
Yes. It's, you know, you go from This.
Maybe not the most expensive pen in the store, but not the cheapest either.
This. One of these things is not
so,
like the
other. So, Arushi King of Pen versus Pilot Metropolitan.
And, you know, this is a great pen. One of the pens we often recommend in the store, and it shows to people just getting into fountain pens, to people who are trying to convert someone, what's the easiest, safest, cheapest way to get somebody into fountain pens. And the Pilot Metropolitan is one of our probably top three recommendations.
Yeah, top three. It's it has a lot of things going for it. The price, of course, being one of them.
Yes.
But, you know, it's a they have a number of options, but it's a nice looking pen. It doesn't look like a cheap
right
beginner starter fountain pen. You know, you get into a Varsity, you get into, even a Toya Blade or a Platinum Preppy, they look inexpensive.
They do.
You know, it's not something you're going to put in
like
a dress shirt.
They look like what they are.
Yeah, they look exactly what they are.
And that's, there's nothing wrong with
that.
No,
there's nothing wrong with that.
But the Metro has a nice weight. It posts well. Most of the color options come in three different nibs. Not all of them, but most of them.
Fine, medium,
fine,
and
medium,
calligraphy
and a
medium.
1.0
it's a
stub.
1.0, yeah.
Yes.
Which is the same nib as on the Plumix.
Yes, yes. In fact, before Pilot made the calligraphy nib available on the Metro, often people would buy the Plumix, pull off the nib, and put it in their Metro.
Same feed, yep. Same everything. Just pull straight out.
But it comes in a gift box. You've got the converter and a cartridge that comes with it. And
which is completely crazy, right? Because the converter itself is a third the cost of the pen.
Yes, yes. Now, originally, the pens came in gold, silver, and a black that apparently, it's close enough. It's about
close enough, yeah.
And they came in a plane, a dot, or a zig.
Loved the zig.
Yes, they have
zig
since
was cool.
Discontinued
the, zig
the
is
dot
gone.
And the zig. Yep. And you can still get the plane. Then they added the animal prints. And I don't know what it is. I can't keep them straight.
This one's White Tiger. That's the only one I remember because it's white.
So the White Tiger, I know.
Yeah, that's good.
The black one is the Croc. I know that.
You could say it was the Unicorn. I would have to agree with you.
Purple is the Leopard.
Okay.
And then you have the Lizard and the Python, and I can never keep them straight. So I don't know why. But anyway, those are cool. Those were a couple years ago.
Those are fine and mediums, I think, on those.
Yes, I believe so. Then they came out with the Metro Pop, and we carry these along with the matching ballpoint.
It's the Metro Retro?
Yes, the Metro Retro.
Metro Retro.
As opposed to Retro 51 Retro.
Yes.
Which gets confusing.
Which has a popper.
Yes.
There's a Retro Popper, and then there's a Metro Retro Pop.
God, they need to get together. So lots of fun colors.
We've got six colors there?
Yes, you've got the purple, the orange.
It's got little flowers on it. One has a little different.
Each one has a different band. The gray, green, that's just bright and springy. I need that today when it's like -5 out or something. The red and the turquoise.
Turquoise is my favorite.
Fun
I think it's
colors.
probably the most popular. What'd you say? The turquoise? What a great color.
Purple's pretty popular.
Purple is popular.
And then the ballpoints are crazy popular, especially at shows. We move a lot of ballpoints at the show, and it's a nice compliment. If you have the fountain pen, the ballpoint's
decent
weight, nice size, nice weight.
Takes that same...
Love the refill.
That same refill that, you know, it's great. Easy to get.
Did
twist
you just
action.
Praise a ballpoint?
You know, I'm getting soft in my old age.
Not that old.
I also have a Mach-E rollerball on my desk. Did you know that? We won't go there.
What?
I have a.
That's it. I'm stealing your.
No. I have an Amici rollerball on my desk. So
anyway, the Pilot Metropolitan is just really a good value. It's a good starter. It's a nice weight. It's a good way to dip your toes, if you will, without spending a fortune or without feeling like you cheaped out.
Good gift potential. And The Price is Right. The price is probably going up at some point. They keep referencing that
they keep
pilots losing money on everyone they sell, but
they keep bumping back the date that's going to happen.
At some point, the price is going to go up, and it's dirt cheap for what it is. So anyway, that's the Metropolitan. Other things. I guess on a more somber note, I don't know how to say this.
You're going to make me cry.
We heard the bad news, a buddy of ours, and some of you who do the show circuit, particularly in Dallas and L.A., Ed Gonzalez, better known as Eddie G, unfortunately passed away on New Year's Eve.
I think we talked about that he was sick before.
So
we heard from his wife, Marianne, and Eddie fought hard. But recently, New Year's Eve,
So what that means is
we've agreed to take on Ed's pens to sell for the family, and all the proceeds, all the profits will go for his daughter, who is a grad student and was the light of his life. She's, working a full-time job, mm-hmm. and she's in school, and so the family contacted us and asked if we would help. I don't even know what Eddie had.
I have no idea.
What he bought from us.
I know.
I totally forgot he was into pencils.
Yeah, he's into pencils, so there are some pencils and some vintage stuff, too.
Yes. It will be...
We got a couple boxes...
On the way to us.
Is shipping.
It'll be a while before we can get all of that up and sorted and inventoried and all that, but there will be... some lightly used pens that will be going up on the site, mm-hmm. and they'll be marked as, I don't know how we're going to mark it.
We'll figure it out. We'll let everybody know. But, it's pretty much the money's going to his daughter for her education. So we'll miss Eddie G. Those of you who know him, he was always the guy at the, with the 805
in
at
LA,
the bar in
with
LA.
The huge
Every
beard.
Once in a while, he'd bring one to me. So
Hawaiian shirts, big presence. And, he led a fascinating life. I'd never met anyone who was a professional dart thrower before. I didn't even know that was a thing.
So, big car guy, watch guy. Some of you may know him. So, anyway, that's a sad news. But keep an eye out for the collection that's coming in. So, that we should have that within a couple of weeks. We'll have something up. So
he was like a magpie. It was just whatever he saw that he liked, and so. We just finished up end of year inventory. Every year it gets a little easier, and every year we learn new things or make decisions about how we're going to change it next year. And so next year,
I wouldn't say it was easier this year.
No. Next year, we've decided that all the staff.
Nobody gets to take off.
Nobody gets any vacation. Nobody gets any sick days. Everybody's here working 12 hours a day that last week of the year.
Vacation needs to be used up by November. Holy wow. No, we were here on Sunday for most of the day, actually.
And Monday.
And yesterday, I wanted to leave by noon, 1 o'clock. We were out here by 3. So I guess that was...
There have been some years early on where we were here until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Yep. So it was better than that.
Yeah, and I think we had some prep this year that pretty much when we were done, we were done. Last year when we were done, then I still had some extra work to do. But we got through, and that was good. We found some stuff I forgot we had. So,
That's never good.
That stuff showed up on the website.
Where did this come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Was it under your desk?
No, it was not under my desk.
Just checking.
So anyway, there was that. But New Year's, mm-hmm. it's a New Year's, 2018.
Yes.
And our second annual tradition.
And who started this?
Well, you did.
I want credit, people. Give
her all the credit. Last year, we're in the kitchen. She's doing dishes. And she says, I want to start a new tradition. I think we should go into the store and get a pen on New Year's. Who am I to say no?
You were, your jaw was on the ground going.
I said, what are you doing now? And then we drove into the store and we went shopping, which was kind of fun. We
had in our little, slippers.
And we did go in our slippers.
Yeah.
So this year we knew in advance. So I had my pen on my desk since June?
Yes, it's been there
June,
a long time.
April? A long time, 6 or 9 months. And then we got yours in November.
Yes.
So what did you get?
I got, and we've showed it online. No, I didn't bring it. I don't know what to ink it with, so.
Oh, you haven't inked it yet. Okay.
No, and I was going to just put the cartridge in, but you always seem to, like, look down on me when I do that. So I was going to try and match it, but I was in a rush this morning. At the one of the auctions in Columbus, at the Columbus Pen Show, Brian bought me the Orange Crush limited edition Vanishing Point from, I don't
2007,
know.
2007, I think
I
it was.
I don't know what year, maybe 2007. Bright orange, Syracuse. Love it, very cool. That was fun. And what did you get?
This bad boy right here.
That, yeah.
The Sailor King of Pen Earth. So that goes along with the King of Pen Sky that I got last year. So whatever they come out from this year is probably going to end up being next year's New Year's. But I went with the medium nib on this one.
I'm too good to you.
You're just what you need to be. Medium nib on this, gold trim. It's beautiful.
And what did you put in it?
There's only one real choice.
Okay.
Mont Blanc Toffee Brown.
What about Faber-Castell Hazelnut Brown? That's a pretty brown.
It is a nice brown, but I have toffee brown, and I'm a one brown kind of guy. Sort of like I'm a one green kind of guy.
Irish green?
Yes, Mont Blanc Irish green, yeah. So, okay. No, it's a great pen. I used it all day yesterday, writing notes. That medium nib is superb. It's really... really superb. I love it. Can't wait to get out of here so I can use it some more.
No, right.
Just kidding. So anyway.
Now, did we talk about these?
We didn't talk about those. Okay. I didn't bring mine.
Oh, well, so I've got mine. This was a recent acquisition. I put a picture of this and my Christmas pen, my New Year's pen, and another recent acquisition on my personal Instagram, because apparently our creative team says I'm not allowed to mix business and personal because it'll make people want stuff. But this is really cool. We got these just recently.
It's the old Elite. What is that?
Look at that nib.
97 vintage, I think.
I don't know.
Somewhere around there.
All I know is I got one and I love it. And it's a great writer.
It's a nice weight. Yeah, those are real sweet. I got the matching one in sterling, so.
Actually, you had this, and I had the silver, and then you took the silver and made me take the gold.
I just can't.
That's fine.
I have this thing for sterling silver. It just,
that's fine. I don't have to polish mine, and you do.
Well,
all right. And what else did we get recently?
These are
cool. I'm excited. Now, we don't carry these, although we can get them.
I think we're going to.
So if you're, oh, God.
We're going to carry these.
If you're interested, contact us. Anybody know what these are?
Look at this.
Peekaboo. I love that. Peekaboo.
Pilot Fermo Vanishing Point.
This is a great size. I should have brought my Vanishing Point to compare.
It's the same size. It's the same length.
It feels thinner. This feels closer to the Decimo.
I don't know.
It doesn't feel as chunky.
It's great.
I should have compared.
I love that I'm not accidentally hitting that. I put it in my pocket. I'm not accidentally hitting that.
I keep doing it, though. When I was using mine all of yesterday to take notes, and I was just like...
But it's got this great spring in here.
Doesn't click.
It's just fabulous. Yeah. Really, it comes in black and silver, and it's a little more expensive than the regular one. You're right there. You need a moment.
Who doesn't like a Jack in the Box?
I know, right?
I mean, come on. So that's also a new acquisition. I think I'm good for a while.
Okay.
So there you go. Right. What else do we have going on?
Question of the week.
Oh.
I don't even know what this is.
I know. It's kind of cool, though. We just show up and all this stuff is, like, here.
Well, that's what...
What would happen
sealed up.
If, like, we just walked in and they gave us really hard stuff or weird things to say? That'd be weird. Ah, which inks do you recommend for left-handed writers? Go.
Well, it depends if you're overwriter or underwriter.
If you're an over, so now there's a qualifier?
Well, okay. Well, you've got to be specific here, right? So if you're an underwriter...
What was that from?
Phenomenon.
Yes.
If you're an underwriter, it's maybe not as much of an issue that you want to have. Basically, you want to have a fast drying ink. If you're an overwriter, your hand is going to smear into the...
Correct.
Into what you're writing.
Yeah.
But you probably want to look for fast drying ink. There are a number of them.
Yes.
Probably the easiest way to do it is to go to the ink comparison tool and pull that attribute thing down.
Yes.
And there's an attribute for fast drying ink. Off the top of my head, Sailor Storia.
Yes.
Graphon.
And Sailor Story is mixable.
Yes, it's mixable. So you can make your own personal...
That's kind of fun.
Personal color. Graphon Faber-Castell.
Correct.
Noodlers has a number of them. Bernanke Blue, Bernanke Black. Q-ternity is another one that's fast drying.
Private Reserve has some that are specifically fast drying
yeah.
in the same colors as mm-hmm. some of the others. So like there's American Blue Fast Dry, mm-hmm. there's American Blue, I think Chocolate.
Yep.
That's a pretty brown.
Don't need any more. I'm a one brown guy. Yeah. So yeah, there's a number of them. And that's what I would do. I would use the ink comparison tool. So it has all those attributes. So that's my cue to remind people with the ink comparison tool. Among the other attributes that you can select, archival, fast drying, fluorescent, freeze resistance, highlighter, invisible, iron gall, lubricated, mixable, pigmented,
shimmer,
and water resistant. So
very cool.
Easy way to find out which inks fit those qualities, and then you can filter color by there. So if you're looking for fast dry, select that. You're looking for blue, then you can, you know. Graphon Faber-Castell's got some nice ones.
Gorgeous colors.
The green, moss green is nice.
Except you're a one green guy.
I am a one green guy, so.
You know, it's.
I'm not doing any more greens. No more greens, no more browns.
Are we going to do our seasonal ink challenge?
We should, yeah. We're coming up. It's time to do that.
Actually, in the comments, if you're watching the video, in the comments, we did have somebody recommend that we do our ink challenge using just blue or black so that we kind of get out of our comfort zone with
That's
blue or black.
Completely out of my comfort zone.
I know. Or we could do color. So let me know what you think. I'm just curious because...
There really is only one or four blues, blacks.
Make up your mind. Well, one or four blue or black.
There's the best ones. Aurora Black, Sailor Gentle Black, Mont Blanc, Mystery Black, and Pilot. Or Namiki Black.
What about Waterman?
Yeah, Waterman Black is good too.
What about Jay Herbin? That's a nice black.
I'm going to stick with those five. Is that five? Mont Blanc, Sailor, Aurora, Pilot, Namiki, Waterman.
And what about blue?
Oh, man.
All right. So
I am not a one blue kind of guy.
Ooh, okay.
Two.
You are maybe. A white one. Wife kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
just
yeah.
checking. 2018. It's like everything's all new. So we should do the ink challenge, and we should maybe get the whole team in on it, sort of like a Secret Santa kind of thing.
Or we could, yeah, we could stick to one color. That would be interesting. You pick a black, I pick a black. I mean, yeah. Black's kind of...
So I guess at home, think about it. Do you always have a go-to black... and go to blue, and then you play around with other colors. I'm certainly more apt to play with color than Brian, but I don't do shimmer. Not my thing. I wish
I could. Could do a black shimmer. Anyway.
Gotta go.
anything else you want to chat about this week? That pretty much covered it.
You know, we are back into show season.
Yep, next week. Next week, the Philly Penn Show.
No. It's been nice to stay home.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice to get to the show, though.
It'd
be nice to go to Philadelphia.
A lot of our friends are there. Show season starts.
We'll talk about that next week.
Indeed.
And by the way, I think that's it this week.
I think so.
So thanks so much for joining us.
See you next week.
Be sure to tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Check out the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of fun videos, and check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.